It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Both John McCain and Barack Obama spoke at the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials here in Washington today. NPR's David Wellna was there.
Senator John McCain began his remarks to the Latino officials with a complaint. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee said Democratic rival Barack Obama would not agree to a town hall-style meeting featuring the two of them together.
So I would have appreciated the opportunity to appear here alongside my respected colleague in the United States Senate, but that's not the case.
McCain's remarks about cutting taxes and promoting trade were received with polite silence until 10 minutes into his speech.
I represent Arizona.
John, you represent Arizona, and we say we want a peace. Yeah.
The audience was clearly unhappy about the anti-war protester who'd interrupted McCain. The incident appeared to break the ice, and McCain warmed to the crowd most talking about immigration reform.
Immigration reform will be my top priority because we have the obligation to address a federal issue from a federal standpoint. I will reach across the aisle again and work in a bipartisan fashion. We will resolve the immigration issue in America.
The respectful reception McCain got was followed by a far more raucous one for his rival.
The Democratic Party's presumptive nominee for President of the United States, the Honorable Barack Obama.
And Obama's first words were in Spanish.
Si se puede.
Unlike McCain, Obama directly appealed for the Latino officials' support.
I have to have your help. This election could well come down to how many Latinos turn out to vote. Now, I'm proud my campaign is working hard to register more Latinos and bring them into the political process because I truly believe that if we work together and fight together and stand together this fall, then you and I together, not only will we change registration rules, not only will I win the presidency, but we are going to change the political map. We are going to change it from top to bottom.
Maria Echaveste was a top advisor to Hillary Clinton's campaign. She says Obama's got a lot more work to do to win over many Latinos.
I think he's got his work cut out with Latinos. These are elected leaders, a certain level of sophistication. There are folks on the ground. I sometimes do Spanish language radio. People have been calling in and they say, look, I was really with Hillary. I just can't see myself voting for Obama.
McCain supporter Danny Vargas, meanwhile, says if any Republican can win the Latino vote, it's McCain.
He's probably the best person we could have put up there in terms of the party to run for president in 2008. He's gotten consistently 70% of the Hispanic vote in his home state of Arizona. He's been a friend to the Hispanic community. He's a well-known and recognized and respected leader nationally.
Both McCain and Obama plan to attend two more high-profile Latino meetings in the next 2 weeks in what's become a mano-a-mano fight for votes. David Wellna, NPR News, Washington.